Pakistan's capital Islamabad has hosted a two-day meeting of finance ministers from South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, known as SARC. Nearly 100 delegates from 8 member states of SARC took part in the meeting to discuss ways to promote regional cooperation. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif inaugurated the meeting, saying that his country is ready to work with SARC countries, including India, for the betterment of the region.
Pakistan remains committed to jointly working with the national governments of SARC member states in changing the economic landscape of the South Asian region to get our peoples out of the clutches of poverty, illiteracy, and other social ills.
Despite the positive statement by the Pakistani premier, the SARC ministerial meeting was overshadowed by the ongoing tensions in Indian-controlled part of Kashmir, a region that has long been a source of friction between Islamabad and New Delhi. India did not send its finance minister to the meeting, with his deputy attending instead, a move that is seen as a sign of simmering tensions between the two neighbors. Experts blame the tensions for the SARC's failure to achieve its goals.
Because of the tension between India and Pakistan, SARC, which is the regional organization, South Asia Association for Regional Cooperation, has not been able to achieve many of its objectives. And that is unfortunate.
For decades, Pakistan and India have had a dispute over Kashmir, with both claiming the region. Ties have further soured between the two neighbors in recent weeks amid an ongoing crackdown by Indian government forces against pro-independence protesters in Kashmir. In November this year, Pakistan will host a summit of the heads of states of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also been invited to the summit. However, the current tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi have made it unclear how the event would go ahead. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.